Maniacs in the Old Mansion. Standing in front of the old mansion on the hill, one can only marvel at the mind of the architect who brought this artistry into being. Its execution was accomplished mostly with manual labor, given the low level of mechanization in building technology in the 19th century. One wonders what kind of manual the architect might have used to fire his imagination. Huge slabs of marble were used liberally throughout the building, on stairs, door frames, and the mantle of the huge fireplace in the drawing room. Sadly, the mansion nowadays is found on no map. It is empty, its upkeep proving much too costly. Sheep are grazing in its grounds, and the casual visitor is advised to tread carefully, so as not to step in sheep manure. What is off-putting to ordinary citizens can be of great interest to others, such as a group of religious fanatics whose leader has been donning the mantle of Savior, all the better to manipulate and maneuver his disciples. Mostly drawing from the margins of society, those young people would readily march to the tune of any charismatic figure. Little did those young people know that their mania would lead them to be mangled by one or other of the manifold manifestations of religious fervor displayed by their group, only to be used as cannon fodder in some wicked maneuver or other. Sure enough, great crimes were committed in the name of the cause, but, as might be expected, most of the maniacs who have been apprehended maintained that they had a mandate from heaven, making it mandatory for them to rid the world of evil. Fortunately, in some cases, the attacker's intent is betrayed beforehand by their outrageous clothes or mannerisms.